Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Labor Day. So I hope you're listening, maybe while you're preparing things in the kitchen, or maybe you just slept in, and that's okay too. Let's start out with a poem that's sort of a prayer. It's a Labor Day poem. It says, God of shop and marketplace, of farm and studio, factory and shipping lane, of school and busy home. Bless the produce of our hands. Redeem our work for kingdom use. By your grace, our efforts stand, all afforded up to you. There in Eden, you proclaimed that we should work the earth, stewards over all we named, delighting in their worth. Through our fall, we brought decay, lost access to Jehovah's rest. Through the cross we rest in faith, and ale and all our labors blessed. In your image we were made, creative like you are, forming goods for use and trade, just like you formed the stars. Send us out in power and skill to worship through each task assigned. By your faith we fulfill the holy grand design. I thought that was a beautiful poem, kind of a prayer of thanks and work, because that's what it's about. Labor Day, and I'm naming this Labor Day of Love. Oh, how Americans love their three-day holidays. I suspect many haven't even got a clue why they are off. But it's a national holiday, and so we barbecue. Oh, and don't forget those Labor Day sales, picnics, family, friends. America knows how to do it right. However, this year has been quite the adventure in America, and we're still not back to normal. Many call it the new normal, but I truly hope not. I know that some things will never go back to the same old ways, but hopefully we will go back to shaking hands and hugs and not worry about standing 6 feet apart, taping off every other pew in the church and afraid to hand out bulletins and simply placing them on a table at the door. Families sharing grieving times with their loved ones who are sick and dying. Nobody should have ever separated at that time for any reason. Listening to that advice was a huge mistake, in my opinion. Hopefully normal will not be wearing those ugly masks. I don't care for how fashionable the commercials try to make them. They are ugly, and they hide the faces of the people. Maybe the kids will return to school without masks and rash-chapped hands from over-sanitizing. Maybe the bank will be open for customers and not just using the drive-thru as the traffic backs up. I know, but I still don't like online banking. Maybe one new positive will be that we'll appreciate our jobs more. If you're not one of those who lost your employment, and maybe business will appreciate the American workers who have worked very hard to keep a shutdown. Labor Day in 2020 might be extremely difficult for many Americans as they lost their businesses and their jobs because of the 2020 Chinese virus called COVID-19. If you are one of those who didn't lose your job or miss a paycheck, help another family out during this chaotic and politically pandemic times, because that's what Americans do. Let's make it a Labor Day of love. Not at all like the Portland Mayor Summer of Love in Violent Chop and Chaz. Yeah, if you ever wondered what it would be like if a bunch of hippies ruled the land, I think you found out. A true labor of love doesn't burn down homes and businesses, rape women after dark or in broad daylight, and shoot young men in the streets. but I kind of like that thought of Labor of Love 2020. A labor of love is selfless and looks only at those in need, accepts no bounty or pay, and like all true heroes is embarrassed of words of gratitude. The definition of labor of love, you know how I am, I like to look it up in the book. A labor voluntarily undertaken or performed without consideration of any benefit or reward. A task that is never unpaid, that is either unpaid or badly paid, and that one does simply for one's own satisfaction or pleasure, or to please someone whom one likes or loves. Work done for the sake of one's own enjoyment or benefit to others rather than for material rewards. Along with the chaos and violence, America has seen a lot of labors of love and gratitude in 2020. I'm going to just kind of skim through some of what I thought of. The lunches. I remember when all this first happened. The lunches from the schools, they had to do something with them. So they started delivering them to some of those families in need who, maybe some of those kids, that was their best meal of the day. Meals from hurting restaurants, they had to do something with that food, so they were giving it to the families in the communities that were in need. They were packing it up and walking it and delivering them. The clapping of the hands and the honking of the horns for the healthcare workers as they change shifts. Neighbors volunteering to run errands and help their older neighbors, checking in on them. Farmers providing food locally. Truckers on the road who never stopped. Healthcare workers putting in long hours, knowing the risk of their own exposure when caring for the sick, and then separating themselves from their own families to assure their safety as well. Our police officers and our military who came to the rescue in many cities, always with little to no thanks. There are many others as well. I can't name them because of lack of knowing all of them. But so many Americans have been in need and so many have stepped up to help. We must not stop the labor of love. Labor Day comes every year, you know, to celebrate the American workers. Again, I go to the dictionary. What is work? The exertion of effort directed to produce an accomplishment. You accomplish something. You labor, you toil, productive or operative activity. You produce something when you work. There's a popular country song by Alabama, and I think I've shared it with you almost every Labor Day because it just covers it all. It's such a great tribute to the American worker. For those of you, all of you, who toil and work, I think you'll enjoy the words. We'll read it when we come back. We're heading into a break here in just a couple of minutes. But I want to talk about Labor Day with you. A labor of love. 2020 has been a year we'd all like to throw away. But one day, 10 years, 15 years down the road, if we're still here, some of us, we're going to remember those old days, remember 2020. My son was telling his oldest daughter, who just turned into teenager, that this was history you're living. This has never happened before in many lifetimes. And here it is, a pandemic. Not a good thing, but something that has changed and challenged America. Some things will be good, the changes, and some things won't be so good. But he was telling her, as she was bored to tears because they were having to stay at home and they couldn't see their friends, that you're living history, to make the most of it. And I think a lot of families did. We're seeing even commercials on TV talking about that. And they've got their masks on. I'm tired of seeing masks, I will admit that. As they face the challenges, you know, that's what America is known for, is meeting the challenge head on and facing it. And I'm so glad, maybe some of you don't agree with me, but something that thrilled my soul when we went into this was how the president went to the American people and industries to solve the problems. We might talk about that a little bit when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Labor Day. Labor Day of Love in 2020. And we will be right back.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are pretty bad. Those are truly, actually, the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Labor Day, and we're calling it Labor Day of Love, or Labor of Love Day, whichever way you want to say it. I was mentioning when we went into the break how proud I was of how the president went to the American industries, to the American people, to fix the problems and the shortages we were experiencing when this pandemic, and when they knew we were going to have during this pandemic. He went to the American industries and saved the day. America saved the day with respirators, ventilators, hospital equipment, including beds, including hospitals, the masks. Now everybody and their dogs got a dozen or more. Medical garb, Q-tips. It goes on and on and on at the things that they supplied. The sanitizing. They had to get the hand sanitizers. And some of the industries went into, you know, they quit making their liquor and they started making hand sanitizers. It goes nonstop. America stepped up. The American workers, the American industry saved the day. So this country song that I was talking about also, it was done by Alabama. I don't know what year it was, but it's always, I still hear it on the radio every once in a while, and I just love it. And I think you'll like the words. It's called 40-Hour Week. Now, when he talks about farmers in this, farmers don't put in a 40-Hour Week. There's no such thing. They put in long, hard hours every single day, as do many others in other industries. But if you've ever worked in a factory, if you've ever done some of these jobs, you really can't, or know somebody.
This is what America is. There are people in the country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. And he says, hello, Detroit and auto workers. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living and just send it on down the line. He says, hello, Pittsburgh, steel mill workers. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail, or the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale, or the one who fights the fires, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and in the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns, working together like spokes inside a wheel. They keep this country turning round. Hello, Kansas wheat field farmer. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road, or the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load, or the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol, for everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time. Mentioned so many things in that song. A 40-hour week for a living. It is the working force of America that built America. The entrepreneurs, the inventors. But it's those strong hands and arms that get down there in the grit that help make America what it is. I couldn't help but think when I was reading the verses to that song about the steel workers, about the coal miners, and how right now we've got a group of people in this country that want to put them out of work. They want to put Americans out of work. You know, the word essential and non-essential workers was heard a lot this year, especially during the shutdown. But who determines what's essential? What actually is essential? Something you can't live without? Well, an income is something you have a little problem living without. And if it's your business making your living, you can't live without it. You know, the girls that are at the salons doing the hair and doing the nails, that's their business. And here, you know, just this was last week, we had the big controversy with Nancy Pelosi. Nobody else could go do this, but she sneaks in. She probably gave the guy a big tip. She'll probably go after the salon owner that caught her on camera. Because that salon owner is running out of business. Because they're not allowing them to open yet in the state of California. But other than government bureaucratic jobs just shuffling paper and tapping on keyboards, most Americans' jobs are essential. They're essential workers, in my opinion. They are what makes this nation thrive. They are what we celebrate on Labor Day. With the Chinese virus and the missing workers, it's like America's been bleeding. With the tourniquet being tightened and then loosened and then tightened again, it's been horrible. We miss the fruits of the labor of all those American workers, from the factory to the grocery stores, from the salons to the farms, from the restaurants to the malls, from the processing plants to the flower shops. We need them all. All those Americans who provide a service or produce a product, they're all essential. And the fruits of their spirits, the fruits of their labor, they're needed in this nation. As I was writing that, I was thinking about the fruits of our labor. What is that? The outcome of rewards of one's work or efforts. I gave an example. You work hard this semester, so you got straight A's. That's the fruits of your labor. What you produce. You know, in the Bible, in Matthew 7, 15 through 20, it says you will know them by their fruits. That's why I claim, you know, the paper shufflers, they might be necessary. We have to have the data, but they're not essential. They provide a service, but they don't produce anything. It says in Matthew, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Who will know them? You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Well, I think we kind of saw Nancy Pelosi's fruits. Do you ever wonder, though, what seeds you have sown and what fruit you have borne? I wonder about that in my life. I wonder about that with my job here. Am I sowing good fruit? Good seeds? Am I producing good fruit? In America, it's a unique nation. We're not an evil nation, like we're being told. We can always do better. And I think we always strive to do better. We meet the challenges of a pandemic. We meet the challenges of the energy needs. I know I've shared this little poem numerous times, but it's such a great depiction of human kindness, of being aware of what we do now and what we produce is left for those who follow. What we produce, our legacy, is what is there when we're gone. If we leave a mess, a huge debt, if we pave the way for an easier life to follow. I'm not talking about a carbon footprint either. I'm talking about a legacy of love, life, liberty, and the ability to pursue happiness, property, and prosperity. This is written by Will Allen Drumgool. It's called The Bridge Builder. And we're going to head into a break before I can get through that poem, so I'm going to hold off on that. But I want you to stop and think about your life today, your labors. You know, my husband was in construction. He needs a day off every once in a while. But looking back in your life, your labors, the things you have done, what is the fruit? What is the fruit that we leave as a legacy for our families, for the generations coming behind us? Will it be good or will it be bad? You know, America's always tried to do better. Every country has its problems. But America, we have Americans. They're a unique group of people that work and want to work. They want to work hard for a living and send it on down the line. This is CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Charge of listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's Labor Day. We're calling it Labor of Love Day or Labor Day of Love or something like that. And Labor of Love Day because so much is done. And we were talking about the fruits of the Spirit and what we leave as a legacy. Can you look behind and see? No, we've all made mistakes. Don't just concentrate on those, but think on the bigger picture of what you're leaving behind. Well, this is called The Bridge Builder. It's an old man going a lone highway. He came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm vast and deep and wide through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fear for him, but he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you are wasting your strength in building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build the bridge at evening tide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I have come," he said. "There followed after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him." Those ancestors of ours built bridges. let's not tear them down. America has long enjoyed the fruits and the labors and the sacrifices of our founding fathers. So much so that we've been spoiled and lack an appreciation for the liberty and freedoms that we have here. I recently rewrote the beautiful speech from the movie Field of Dreams given by James Earl Jones. I shared it with you a month or two ago, but I thought of Labor Day when I read it again. America is that field of dreams. We don't have to give up the old norm. We need to get back to it. America is the constant that the world looks to, and it always will be, if we don't blow it. I've revised the speech to drive home the narrative that America is you, the American worker. You. I changed the name Ray in the speech to Sam to represent our Uncle Sam here in the USA. And it goes like this. If you build it, they will come. They will come home. People will come home, Sam. They'll come to American liberty for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn into their driveways knowing for sure they are last home again. They'll arrive at their own door as innocent as children, longing for the past with a warm comfort in their spirit. Of course, they won't mind if you come on over. They'll offer you a refreshment and a chair to relax. They'll once again walk in their neighborhoods with their short sleeves on, for it's a perfect afternoon. They'll view familiar scenery along the paths they walk. There are benches over there where once upon they sat. They'll take this moment now in time to sit on that bench again and watch their friends and neighbors leisurely passing by. A nod of the head or the wave of a hand bids hello as well as goodbye. I'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. They'll remember their heroes of days gone by. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them from their faces. People will come home, Sam. The one constant through all the years, Sam, has been the strength and liberty of Americans. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers, and time has moved too quickly. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again, but American strength and liberty is forever marked in time. This street, this land, this nation, those stars and stripes, and yes, even that game called baseball is a part of who we are, Sam. It reminds us of all that once was good, and that could be, most definitely will be, again. Oh, people will come home, Sam. People will most definitely come home. You see, Sam, politicians did not build this nation, nor will they rebuild it now. It will be the people, those people you see, many, many people with talents and abilities, who always see beyond the years and get the work done with their own blood, sweat, and tears. America will come home, Sam. We the people will rebuild this nation, and we will all most definitely come home. The work we put in now to rebuild this nation, it might not be ours to see and reap the benefits of, but remember the old Greek proverb, a society grows great when old men plant trees in whose shade they know they shall never sit. It's time, America, to plant or to prune those shady trees of liberty and watch our freedom once again bloom. Let's build the bridges for the future so the young people can cross the chasms and not ignore the past, but to build upon it. Learn from the mistakes to make the path less burdensome for the next generations. If we build it, they will come, and liberty will be restored. The job of restoration today, in bringing a nation back home to her original republic form of government, it might seem to be an impossible task. But as the old saying goes, a job worth doing is worth doing well. It won't be easy, but nothing of great worth is ever easy. Theodore Roosevelt He once said, "Nothing in the world is worth having or worth doing unless it means effort, pain, and difficulty." He said, "I have never in my life envied a man being who led an easy life. I have envied a great many people who have led difficult lives and led them well." You know, when you look back, it's how you react to things. This is another story or another poem by Edgar Guest. "It Couldn't Be Done." America, we don't like to hear that, do we? We're not that kind of people. That's what makes us totally unique. It goes like this. Somebody said it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied, "Maybe, couldn't, but we would be one, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried it." So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hit it. He started to sing and he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat and he took off his hat as the first things we knew he had done it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin without any doubting or quibbit, he started to sing and he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start to sing and you'll tackle that thing that cannot be done. And you'll do it. You will do it. Yeah, you know, my granny used to say, "A job started is a job half done." I got a whole lot of half-dones at my house. I need to get my labor going. A labor of love for one another, a labor of love for this nation. Doing what we can to restore our republic now is the shade of liberty for the generations to come, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
"Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list."
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match. And lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy Labor Day. I hope you're having a day of rest. I know if you're like me, a lot of times you use those long weekends to work yourself to death at home and get things done. And anyway, when we went to the break, we were talking about doing the impossible. We saw the American people do that this year during this pandemic, how they stepped up and they did the impossible. America has long enjoyed freedom and liberty. Maybe too long. No, I don't want it to end. But I don't think we appreciate it. You know, we always gripe about our jobs. I don't. I just gripe about the pay. But it's a blessing to be in this nation. Regardless of the negativity that we hear day in and day out, this is a good nation. But we have forgotten from whence we came. You can't do that. And those founding fathers were not perfect men. But they had an idea for a perfect nation. For liberty. For freedom. For independence. And they put it on paper. But they recognized that it came from God. And with all the tearing down of the statues that we have seen this year, I wrote this poem a few months back. If I were Lady Liberty, if I were Lady Liberty, I'd shine God's light upon this land so that all the children in this world would know and understand. Freedom isn't liberty, and liberty isn't free. Truth is light, and light is God, who lives for all to see. It is the Heavenly Father who has blessed our lives and land. Our founding fathers looked to Him for guidance and a plan. The Sovereign God has a sovereign plan for His sovereign people of this land. If I were Lady Liberty, I'd want all to understand. God's word must not be forgotten. His laws must rule this land. For life, for love, for life, for liberty, for happiness, prosperity. America is said to be the land of opportunity. If I were Lady Liberty, I'd want all people to see, not my arm lifted up so high, but God's outstretched to thee. For I am but a statue standing in the sea, merely just a symbol of opportunity. It came by sacrifice and woe, this vision from our men of old. Their sacrifice brought liberty, not this statue in the sea. If I were Lady Liberty, this truth I'd share with thee. The Lord and the Spirit are one and the same, you see. And where His Spirit is, there too lives liberty. We have an obligation to this land so rich and free, to share God's love and be His beacon for truth, for life, and liberty. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. So how we react to the things of this world, the things that are happening in our own country, in our own homes, in our own communities, that's what matters. The Greek philosopher said, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. 2020 has brought many people to react one way or another. But today, we do take a break from the labors. Hopefully not from the labors of our love, but from the labors and the toils of our hands. Hopefully we can take a break, stand back and look and say, that was a good job. Hopefully we can do that. But today, we do take a break. We rest, and hopefully we know that the work we did yesterday was good, and tomorrow we will do good work again, or even better. What does tomorrow look like for you? I have a lot of ideas when I come up to these special shows that I want to share with you. And, you know, the words of songs and the words of poems and those things, they come to my mind and they inspire us. And they're beautiful. The rhymes, the stories of the bridge builder, the story of I can't do it. It can't be done. There's some people, if you want to get something done, that's what you tell them. Hey, you can't do that. And boy, next thing you know, it's done. Because they do exactly that. So America, it's time to react. In a good, positive way. To take off that coat, roll up the sleeves, take off your hat, and get to work. Get to work for the future generations of this nation. Take a little time today to think, to rest, to pray. And to eat, because you got to have a barbecue, right? It's Labor Day weekend. But you must absolutely know you have to work. Work for the night is coming. That song, the verses came to my mind. You can go look them up. I'm not going to read them to you today. Work for the night is coming. You know, we talk about being prepared on this show. But be prepared in your heart. Be prepared when you go tomorrow back to work. Be ready for it. And think about each task and the fruit of your labors. Not just the labors of your work, but the labors and the fruits of your life. As we close, Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I was talking with someone last week, and they were asking me, we were discussing the show and the things we need to do and what direction to go. And he was asking, are you trying to do all the work yourself? Or are you leaning on the Lord? And that's what this scripture says. Give it to Him. Give it to the Lord. It says, His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Don't take it all upon yourselves, America. You know, we start each show with a prayer. I challenge you to end each day with a prayer. It's time that America got on their knees. We labor hard, but sometimes it's hard for us to rest. And sometimes it's hard for us to put our hands back and say, okay, God, what do you want us to do? How can we do this? How can we best bring America back to you and bring America home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all that. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I say, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.